Millions of Americans take multiple medications and prescription drugs every day. Those drugs don't always fit together in a copacetic way, thanks to our own unique genetics and chemical makeup. Now the U of A's College of Medicine is partnering with Phoenix's Veterans Affairs healthcare system in an attempt to figure out how drug interaction, specifically among veterans, is occurring. The program is called Pharmacogenomics Action for Cancer Survivorship, or PHASER, though it won't only apply to cancer survivors. Dr. Will Heise is an assistant professor at the U of A's College of Medicine and is with me to talk about PHASER. So, Dr. Heise, what specifically is the program focused on doing?
So, this is a program that's about personalizing medication treatment for veterans in Phoenix. It was initially aimed at particularly cancer survivors, but they've now broadened it to include all veterans at the Phoenix VA. And what it will do is give us specific genetic information that's related to how individuals metabolize medications, whether that's activating them or disactivating them. Mm-hmm. And that will allow us to treat our veterans more precisely than we have been able to before.
Why the focus specifically about drug interaction at this point?
Honestly, the reason is because there's some really good medical evidence that this is helpful. This program is not a research program. This is an implementation program. So what it does is give us the ability to bring this specific treatment to our veterans rather than sort of testing it out. Mm. Now, are we going to look and see whether this makes a big difference in a population? Yes, we are. But we think for individuals, this is really going to have potentially a big impact on their treatment.
And this is a major project. I mean, this is something that really is a sign that U of A is involved in some heavy-duty stuff and that there could be progress made. Can you tell us more about who's involved with the partnership?
Yeah. So this comes from the Sanford Foundation and from kind of the very top of the Veterans Administration healthcare system. This is a $50 million grant that they got that provides free testing as well as sort of delivery of this testing back to the Veterans Administration. And then the VA itself has committed to sort of providing the infrastructure in order for this testing to occur and then to follow up and make sure that we take care of our veterans the right way.
Why is it important that the veterans are at the centerpiece of this in terms of the work that's being done?
Part of the reason this is able to happen at the Veterans Administration is because it still costs extra money to do these tests. Mm-hmm. And we know that it will improve care, but it's still not something that's done in most places. And really, by doing this in a healthcare system where there's a continuous electronic medical record and where these results, which are going to be true for the veteran for their entire life unless they get a liver transplant, we are able to do this at the VA in a way that makes it helpful for an entire lifetime, thus giving you a better return on your investment over time.
And how many veterans may be able to take part?
We anticipate at least several thousand in Phoenix. So it's going to be a pretty large number. At least that's what we're hopeful for. I mean, you know, we have to have folks who are willing to do it, and we've got physicians who are on board and leadership at the Phoenix VA, and I think that that's going to really help us power through that.
You know, we've heard a lot about personalized medicine. There was, of course, talk about this with the human genome, and we'll get to a point where you talk about sort of carrying your electronic medical history.
Certainly.
How much does personalized medicine, what sort of impact can it make?
Well, the way that this fits in the bigger picture, there's a lot of genetic information that could be helpful in terms of determining your lifetime risk for certain diseases or what kind of health surveillance you should have. What this really gets to is the crux of what is particular about each human being in how we deal with medications. Mm-hmm. In the past, we've just assumed that everyone was normal. We put 25 people on a medication and we think that they're all going to do well. And we know in reality that that's not true. You know, in round numbers, there might be 20 that it helps, 3 for whom it's toxic, and 2 for whom it just doesn't do anything mm-hmm. because they spit up that drug and their body chews it up and spits it out like it wasn't even there. So this will allow us to hopefully find those 5 people and pick either a different dose or a different medication that will be more helpful to them.
Now, as part of that, frankly, because there are a lot of people who take a lot of meds and you want to make sure that not only does it work for the individual, but the things they're taking don't necessarily clash based on the person's makeup.
Yeah, and you know, this goes beyond just the interaction of a single drug and a single genetic issue. This goes into the issue of the interaction between a drug, the other drugs you're taking, your genes, and you know, literally down to what you had for breakfast with it that day. So it gets more complex, but these are some of the first steps that we can do that really do help personalize that medication choice and dose selection.
How exciting is it to be involved with a potential project like this going forward, where this may be something that really helps to really have an impact?
So I'm very grateful that we're in this position. And I think that it's impactful. As an example, I went and got mine done because I think that it's relevant. There aren't any specific medications that I'm on for which it's relevant right now. But we know that for 97% of people, there's going to be something at some point in their lives mm-hmm. for which it's impactful.
So did you feel enlightened based on what you learned?
I certainly did. Yeah. And we found that one of the things that makes that brings the greatest buy-in to this is when folks get their specific results. Because when you look at it and you say, oh, that is a drug I should not be on that I could legitimately be on in the future if I have some mental health issue or I have cardiovascular disease or I have chronic pain. These kinds of things are common in our population, and it's easy to see the relevance when you see your own results.
Dr. Will Heise is an assistant professor at the University of Arizona's College of Medicine.